Tranquility Lake as the stakes race. We'll get to that in a little bit. But in the opener, we have 3-year-olds and up. Maiden Claimers in for $50,000, going 6 furlongs and 4-1-6 are my selections. The number 4 is Norski, making the first start since Groundhog Day, but more important, running for a tag for the first time in the 6th career start, going out for Hector Palma. Norski, my top pick in Del Mar's Friday evening opener for 2nd. From the rail, number 1, High Five, has run for a tag since the career debut at Gulfstream Park 2 summers ago. Did have a recent 3rd place finish, running much better than odds in the Del Mar debut on July 28th for 3rd. The Fly in the Ointment for me is number 6, Strike That, a first-time starter for the powerful Peter Miller Barn. 4-1 in the morning line. I think this horse is live on the board. I could be in trouble with my 4-1-6 in Friday evening's opener at Del Mar. 4 second, 3-year-olds and up. Billy's and Mare's maiden claimers in for 20. They're going to race the 2-turn dirt mile. And I'm on the outside, which is obviously problematic. But number 10, Harper's Gallop. I like the debut at Del Mar in the 3rd career start at better than 25-1. I thought this was a good 4th place finish. Had a strong pace to run in. Hopefully this horse will use the same tactical speed it showed 2 races back. As it stretches out to 2 turns for the first time, stretches out beyond 6 furlongs for the first time. Jack Carava's number 10, Harper's Gallop, making the 4th career start, my top pick in the 2nd. For a 2nd, number 9, Cat's Desire. Boy, looked to be in a good spot on August 1st, and then just at 5-1, comes back at the same level this afternoon, or Friday afternoon, excuse me. Cat's Desire draws a tough outside post. We'll probably use the good early speed to drop over. 4th, 3rd, number 2, Ebb and Flow, making the 3rd career start for Mike Pipey. First time in for a tag. Was well beaten in the first 2 career starts. Cowbred's maiden special weights was 60 and 30+1. Now draws down inside for the offspring of Escondaria. Could be much better than this 3rd place rating at 8-1. 10-9-2 in the 2nd. Moving on to the 3rd, our first turf race of the evening at Del Mar. They will dash 5 furlongs. These are 3-year-olds and up, claimers in for $40,000. And my picks are 9-5-2. And Portrando is one of my favorite horses of the day. Was off nearly a year. Returned to the races on June 7th. Has had 2 starts. Both of them very competitive. Now, on turf numbers for the buyer speed figures, they're more difficult to conceptualize for me than the dirt numbers, but we had the incredibly good comeback race on June 7th, and then a regression at Del Mar, and now I'm hoping to get the move forward. Number 9, Petrando, my top pick. 4 second, number 5, Italiano. First off, the $32,000 claim for Andy Mathis. His horse has been razor sharp the last couple of starts. Gets to a turf dash. Last time this horse was turf sprinting was down the hill at Santa Anita, but gets 5 on Friday evening. And for 3rd, number 2, Bucky's pick. Couple races back, scored going 5 furlongs. At Santa Anita, gets that opportunity, not in stakes company for the first time. Ran into the Daytona, lost to Eddie Haskell at 16-1. Now gets back to claimers. So 9-5-2 in Del Mar's 3rd. On to the 4th. Back to the dirt. Going a mile. Phillies and Mares in for 40. Non-winners of 1 other than... little cleanup here. The 11 isn't also eligible. So of the 10 in the main body, the 1 and the 5 and the 6 are in for the tag. The other 7 in the main body in under the non-winners of 1 other than, and those are my picks. 7, 9, 10. Scarlet gets my top pick for Richard Mandela. I'd be happy to sign up for the 5-1 morning line right now with the addition of blinkers in the 4th career start, won impressively at 3-5 on August 1st. Now the offspring of Uncle Mo takes on winners for the first time for the powerful Richard Mandela Barn. for a second. Phil D'Amato sends out number 9, Dr. Wysong. Coming out of turf races, came back at Del Mar in a 6-furlong cowbred race. Non-winners won other than was the 6-5 favorite and won the photo finish. Has 2 efforts at Del Mar, the debut and the most recent. Both of them sharp enough in here. And for third, the horse that this race clearly goes to without any question in my mind is number 10, First Star. Ron Ellis debuted this offspring of First Dude on July 20th at better than 25-1, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how often in the history of the buyer's speed figures, which have been public domain now, I want to say 28 plus years, First Star at better than 25-1, nearly 27.5-1, ran a 92 buyer's speed figure. Wow. I just don't know how often that happens. But now we take on winners of the second career start. We do draw the tough outside post position. If I thought First Star would be 7-2 when the betting was finished, I would rate this horse higher. But I'm just thinking the power of the buyer speed figures when the rest of these horses are mostly in the 70s, the mid-70s. Boy, First Star can't be anywhere close to 7-2. So 7-9-10 in the fourth. On to the fifth, back to the Jimmy Durante Turf Course at 1/16. Cowbreds, 3-year-olds and up, fillies and mares, maiden special weights, 2-9-5. Jim Cassie sends out the 2 Golden Necklace for the 5th career start. First 2 were on dirt, nothing to write home about at Santa Anita, but then on first day of summer, a good debut on the turf at nearly 17-1, followed that up with a good maiden special weight effort at Del Mar. Draws down inside today for Joe Talamo. Golden Necklace, my top pick for second number Y9. Why not Sizzle? They're going to take blinkers off for the sixth career start. Has never been off the board for third, number 5, too hot for Curlin. Phil D'Amato's runner, beaten at odds on in the debut going a mile, comes back 3 weeks later, 2-9-5. The feature at Del Mar Friday, approximately 9:30 Eastern time, named after one of the higher quality, believed owned by the Y Gods, Tranquility Lake. A restricted stakes race going a mile, 5, 4, and 6. Just a smidge. Bob Baffert's runner comes out of a turf start, but is 1-for-2 at Del Mar on the dirt. Veteran in the group here making the 16th career start. Martin Garcia gets them out. The good early speed. Looking at this runner, should be able to save ground coming out into the first turn. For second, number 4, Zusha going out for Gary Mandela. 1 going a mile at Santa Anita, and then I thought at 100-1. Boy, folks, you just don't see that price. You don't even see the Derby anymore, but at 100-1, I think ran much better than odds in the Rancho Bernardo. Now gets back to restricted stakes company, and for third, number 6, Vibrance. Mike McCarthy's runner makes the second start of the year off of a turf return to the races. So 5-4-6 in the Tranquility Lake. I know it's a surprise to say it, but the 7th and final at Del Mar Friday evening. 2-year-olds, dashing 5 on the turf, maiden special weights, 5-8-7, Rip City. I guess for all those Portland Trailblazer fans, gets my top pick. That's the 5. Drayden Van Dyke gets the mount for the second career start. A dash for this offspring of City Zip, who debuted showing good early speed, going a mile on the turf for second number 8. Fluent in Sarcasm, Bob Hess's runner, 2-1 in the debut, finished 4th, claimed out of that race, adds blinkers, gets to the turf, and for third, number 7, Party Town, making the career debut, 5-8-7 in the 7th and final, Friday evening at Del Mar.